Welcome to Hello Dysfunction. I'm Potafria.
And I'm Lev.
And that's Lev.
Yay.
Here we are. Yeah, it's been a week. It's been quite the week. I'm happy it's almost over. I will say that. I'm looking forward to some school shopping with Peas this weekend at some point.
When does school start?
We got like another week or two, I think.
Time to get trapper.
Soon, though.
Trapper keeper time.
It's time. It's definitely time for a backpack and some shit. So I'm excited about that. That also means back in the gym for me. Yay. Mm-hmm. Excited for that. I'm going to be strong. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be in here trying to wrestle.
Yep.
Very excited about
that. Time to bulk up for the holidays.
It's time to bulk up, load up on protein. I can't wait. Where do I even start about this week? Let's start with my dad. I had plans with my dad this week. I knew it was coming. He doesn't live near me, so it's like I knew it was going to be an all-day thing. I did not realize how much of an all-day thing. Like, I should have just fucking spent the night out there, honestly. It was a lot. I was getting ready, talking to the kids in preparation the night before. Pease asked, what's your dad's name? I said, Jimbo. She said, that sounds like a Jimbo material artist. I don't know what the fuck that means, but... That sounds like a Jimbo material artist. Great. Thank you. So got them mentally prepared for me to be gone the entire day. I headed out, got ready, headed out in the morning. He lives 2.5 hours away from me, right? Mm-hmm. So like that's 5 hours of driving
already.
Off top. Okay. Mm-hmm. There and back. 5 hours. He needed me to take him to an appointment. I did not realize that I had to pick him up, double back, come back my direction, 1.5 hours. Okay. So add another 3 hours on top of that there and then taking him back. At this point, I'm a driver. I might as well just like start, get a sign that says Uber. I don't know. I was on the road. I just kept doing math and I was like, I could be in San Diego by now. Like it was stressing me the fuck out. We get to his appointment and it wasn't what he told me it was. So it was supposed to be like a procedure, right?
Right.
Some dental shit. And we get there and they're like, oh no, not today. Like this is literally just to like start the process.
This is like just,
so you're not even fucking doing anything today. And then it's like
a consultation.
Basically giving consultation. So I'm like, oh my God. Like I was thinking that this was going to be something totally different. Yeah, that I got stressed out immediately. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to bring him back 2 more times to get this done. 2 more times. Like,
when is the procedure set up for?
September. No, I'm sorry. It's supposed to be in 2 weeks. Mm. It's supposed to be on P's first day of school.
Perfect.
And I was like, I'm probably not going to be able to do that because I want to be able to pick her up from the first day of school. So the lady's like, well, my next available would be, gives me a September date. I'm having something done that day. So that's not going to work. But it wasn't going to work anyway. And he just doesn't know that. I'm driving him back like I'm never driving you back here again. Little do you fucking know. This is our last trip to this place. This was a huge waste of my time and my gas.
Oh, I was going to say the gas. You just
whatever.
Must have been watching your gas tank. Just
I'm just watching it burn. Just watching it burn on the freeway. It's a very pretty drive. It's a very scenic drive.
Oh, that's nice.
That was nice. My dad has deer that he feeds, that he treats like his children. They're my siblings. And like there's a set of twins. He calls them the twins. Mm-hmm. When I pulled up, I met them. That was really cute. Oh,
so what's the energy like between you two? Do you talk and like...
So it's good. He's always really happy to see me, good. Affectionate, you know, really good. Asks about the kids, presents good, you know.
Well, I'm surprised.
Positive.
I'm happy that he wanted to go to the doctor, that you even right. got a call. That's
yeah, right.
That's a
and
good
then
thing.
He took initiative to make an appointment.
Kind of different than before, so that's good.
Yeah, I was happy about that. I did, however, I like skipped a step. Before we went to his appointment, before we got on the road to get to his fucking appointment for our road trip, we stopped at the county office again. Mind you, I did all this a year ago. It's almost the anniversary.
Right.
I'm like, hi, guys. Remember me? Like, I brought a cake. It was ridiculous. I had them look it up. It was a year almost to the day that I did this the first time. He had me sign him up for these benefits and this other shit that he qualified for because he's disabled. He gets, you know, whatever.
Oh, this is when you're trying to get him some housing.
Housing is when I was there. That's what that was. Okay. So here I am again. Hi, guys.
Doesn't seem that long ago, but I guess.
It's our anniversary. Wow. So I get there and I'm like, can you pull it up? Because I know he missed an appointment that he was supposed to be at. Mm-hmm. Did he get taken off this list or whatever? They're talking to me. And basically, I had to refill out a shit ton of paperwork, which I did. This is all before our other appointment. I do it again. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, like, he's not going to show up for this appointment either. But I have to, like, do it just in case, on some just in case. So I do it. And then whatever, they're like, if he drops in first thing in the morning, we can get it all done and finalized, right? So I'm like, thinking in my head, do I fucking spend the night? Like, do I, to make sure that he gets there? But he promises me that he'll get there.
Right.
Do you think he got there?
No.
He didn't.
Yeah.
He didn't. And they were calling my phone. And I'm like, I got to try to track him down. He lives on a mountain and his phone signal be going in and out. Anyway, fuck all that. I met the deer. They were eating tortillas.
Bag. You have to take a sleeping bag with you
next time. Yeah. Well, there's like a cute hotel I saw. Like I might have to stay. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I don't know if I even want to take all this on because he don't do his part, you know? And it's stressful for me because I keep like dedicating a whole day and hundreds of dollars to doing this. Yep. And then you don't do your part. So it's hard for me.
Yep. It's a role reversal going on here.
I'm happy I met my siblings. I'm happy I didn't get to see my aunt because she lost one of her fur babies and was like super fucking depressed. Wouldn't even come out of her house. So, whatever. Me and him ran around. We ran some errands and shit. Things were going good. His appointment didn't take that long. We were back on the road. We get back. We go to dinner. This is our second time going to this restaurant. I was like, cool. I already knew what to expect. The food is hella good. We get in there and it's like going good. I feel a little bit guilty saying this, but whatever. It's my life. We're sitting down and shit and he like starts talking to himself at one point. Like under his breath and like cussing. And I'm like, oh shit. Like I was quickly reminded that like he's not well, you know, like. He plays it off good, but like...
But there's still a voice, clearly.
Yeah. And the last time I was there, I didn't see any of this. So I was like, I don't know what happened, but like he's doing way better. He doesn't even feel like a mentally ill person. He's so positive, right. All this shit.
Did you see a big mood change or just noticed him sort of talking?
No. I don't know if it was like him... It was towards the end of the day. It was like early evening. We had been together the whole day. Right. So I'm like, maybe... I don't know if it started kicking in because he was tired. I don't know what the fuck it was, but...
That can kind of be a thing as you get tired, those sort of
maybe some shit started.
Well, maybe it's a good voice.
So at first I'm like ignoring it, right? I think I was looking in the menu or something. I was like ignoring it and I was like trying to listen, like, is he actually talking shit or is he just like mumbling about a headache or something under his breath? No, he was fully talking shit. At one point I heard fucking bitch and like all this shit and I'm like, okay. We're in this restaurant. Do not turn up in here. Like, I really am hungry as fuck and I'm not in the mood for the shit. So, and my aunt is like up on the mountain, not far from us, but like not in a good mood either. So if I have to call her for backup, like it's just going to be a problem. So I got like a little tense and I was like, okay, like, how is this going to go? So I immediately started conversation and like, he came back, like I was able to pull him back in and he stopped that shit. But then it became like, if there was any silence, it would kind of start back up again. Right. So it's like, okay, I got to keep a constant conversation going until like we're chewing. Like,
I mean, it was a long day. Imagine for you, imagine for him.
Yeah.
But at least... It felt somewhat normal at the beginning.
It did for the majority of the day. Yeah.
Yeah.
It did. I think he stole something out of a store that I was happy about.
Yeah,
I was that was a boy.
That goes in the good pile, which is crazy.
So we were in a store and I bought all his shit, right? But then when I went to go, I think I was putting my bag in the back seat. I saw some shit in the bag that I didn't pay for. And I'm like, he must have stole that. He must have fully just took that out of his jacket.
Unless you did and don't remember.
Like, could have happened. I mean, possible. Very possible. It's funny because I purposely did not steal because I was with him. And I was like, somebody got to be.
What caught your eye while you were in there? Was it hot sauce? I know you're down a bottle.
It was like a squishy or something for peas. And I was like, I could literally just tuck this right now. But I was like, I won't because I'm with him and somebody got to be the grown up. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get stopped and I'm with him. And
he's not bailing you out.
No. So I didn't. I purposely did not steal. And then I saw he did it. And I was like, okay, love that. Love that.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever.
There are good things that run in the family.
Yeah. Theft. Kleptomania. Anyway, it was a good day. Fuck it. It was a good day. I wish I would have saw my aunt. Maybe when I'm there in fucking 2 weeks, I'll see her then. I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going. At this point, I'm like looking up clinics in his area. And I wanted to start crying because I was like, why didn't I do that from the jump? I think because I didn't realize how far away his appointment was.
I think you're probably just happy that he had made an appointment.
Yes. So I was just, I'm on my way. I'm coming.
Well, he did call.
He called me the night before. Yeah. He was like making sure I'm gonna be there.
He was like, that bitch, that shit is an hour and a half away. I need to call my daughter.
Yes. Hey, yeah. Whatever. I wish he would have explained the distance, but, and then he's like trying to, he could tell I'm mad. And he's like,
why do you think he didn't tell you the distance?
He's telling me when we're in the car. I mean, you know, I think they're the best at this. Like, honestly, I probably could have found somewhere closer, but I think they're the best. Like, and I'm thinking they ain't the fucking best.
Like Cedar Sinai.
Stop talking. They're not the best.
They're not like, they're not like.
But he could, it was tense at one point. Like, we're on the road for so fucking long. Oh my God.
I kind of know what that's like.
Yeah. 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 Whatever.
On the and road with
I can't really play
long.
Music with him either. That's another thing.
Oh, that's
like,
torture.
I don't know. Well, I did, you know, so I was like, fuck it. What's safe? The Cure radio. So I'm like, we're going to listen to The Cure and shit. The Police, like, you know, whatever. I'm playing that Duran Duran. Felt like that was safe at a very low volume because I couldn't just do the silence.
Yeah.
But I remembered as a kid, like he went through a phase where he couldn't hear music and it would only be like news radio.
Mm-hmm.
Like AM radio. Yeah. We're not fucking doing that. So I don't know if he's still on that or not, but I just chose something that I thought was safe.
Next time you could, maybe those are the voices later.
Just put on Hella Mac Dre.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. It wasn't bad. It was nice to see him. I'll say that.
Good.
He's in good spirits. It was a little sad when that shit started up.
Well, I'm just happy you got to see him and actually enjoy a little bit of time.
And he's so appreciative. Like, hit me that night thanking me, hit me the next day thanking me after I was trying to track him down for the fucking county people.
Yeah.
He hit me today also thanking me, talking about he's going to call the number back now. I'm like, that was a fucking day ago. Like, she was waiting for your call yesterday.
Yeah. We got to find someone up there. Have to.
Something. I got to figure it out. But, I don't know. Okay, so that wasn't that bad. I will say, however, by the time I got home, it was the longest drive of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I was alone. It was dark. My vision was fucking with me, and it took everything for me to not start crying.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming through like Petaluma or somewhere, and then I was coming through like somewhere where there's like water on both sides of you, mm-hmm. and you end up by Sears Point Raceway.
Okay.
There's this area of like 2-lane highway that's very scary and it's dark. And I was like, I'm going to fucking die out here. Like, I was freaking myself
out.
Especially
when you get tired when you're driving.
Tired, cranky, fucked up vision. Like, it was not going good.
And you don't use your like auto cruise control on your car.
I don't even know how.
I know.
I didn't even know I had it. So. Anyway, I'm alive. I made it home. I just laid down. I was just like, fuck. And then I remembered I had two doctor's appointments the next day. So I had one at 8 a.m. That was not going to happen. So I was like, fuck that. And that's not really urgent anyway. That's for something I'll complain about another day. My OBGYN was the important appointment because it's considered a specialty appointment.
Right.
And I had to be referred there from my primary care, all this shit. It's like about my hormones and stuff. So they didn't want to do a medication adjustment for me. They wanted me to go there first. So that's what this appointment was. Had to make sure I got there. I get there. Let me back up a minute. I had a period. July was so fucked up to me, it also gave me a period. Not only did it beat my ass from start to finish, it gave me a fucking period.
And you haven't had a period in over in a year.
A year and 3 months. So when you are technically in menopause, okay, once you hit that year point, you're not supposed to have a period no more. Well, I thought, you know, nothing ever goes smooth for me anyway, so maybe this is just my typical weird shit, you know, like it's just whatever. Apparently, it's way more serious than I realized. And she's asking me, how much was it? I'm telling her, it's like, it was a lot. It was a significant amount. It's like a full-on period. Immediately gets super concerned and is like, that's not normal. That's not good. I'm going to give you some options. Number one, we can't do any medication adjustments right now because I want to figure that out first, and then we can do that after, but I need to rule out some things first. And she's like, we need to do a biopsy. Great. I never had a biopsy in my life. So I'm like, okay, what does that mean? She's like, we could do it today, or if you want, you know, time to prepare, I could schedule it out to my next available. And I'm like, well, I'm already here, so like, let's do it. I'm asking all these questions, like, is it a punch biopsy? Is it? No, it's not. She's like, I'm going to cut a tissue sample. It's not going to be a punch biopsy. It is uncomfortable, but, you know, I will give you lidocaine. And I'm like, okay, that's the numbing gel. Hopefully that kicks in. And she's kind of going over it. She describes it as being uncomfortable and like a pinch, like, you know, she's like, it'll be quick. It'll be so quick. Selling me on it, right?
Right. On the speed part.
Yeah. And I never had it. So I was like, I want to get it done. You know, I have to get it done. I'm here. Like, let's fucking do it. So the nurse comes back in and she gives me this thing, this big tube. And she's like, either I can do it or you can do it. I'm like, fuck it. I'll do it. It's the numbing gel. So she's like, put it in there. And then like, wait, if you want to lay down.
Is that all they have is numbing gel?
That's what they offered me.
Fuck that.
That's what they offered me, right? I don't know anything about this, the severity, nothing. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'm thinking that's sufficient because you're offering it to me. So she's like, put it in there and then lay down on the bed, kind of put your legs up so none of it leaks out. You want to make sure it's all in there, right?
Just got to get in there
and give it time to work. So I'm like, okay. So I'm chilling. I'm like on the phone. I'm in the chat, you know, whatever.
Lidocaine, you can get it like Target.
Right. And there's different strengths, you know, like I've had it for Botox. I've had it for tattoos, like, you know, but it's all different percentages. I don't know what percentage it was.
The word biopsy scares me. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm laying there. I'm nervous. They came in, felt like it was a little quick for that shit to kick in. I'm looking at the tools, you know, I'm like, this shit looks scary, a little medieval, nervous. She's talking to me about what she's going to do. First, she does a pelvic exam. She's like, everything feels normal. That's great. Then she gets like these things. Then she does the speculum. I didn't even enjoy it. Like, I was so nervous and tense. I didn't even enjoy it like I normally do. Yeah, that's usually my shit.
Yeah, you can't really relax.
I couldn't even get a good stretch.
Yeah,
gotcha. So I'm laying there. Now it's fucked up. Now I'm like, I see why people don't like this. I saw the dark side of it. And she has this big pinchy thing. And I think it's what she was going to grab my cervix with before she cuts from it.
Why are you so looking at anything?
Because I need to know what the fuck you're going to do in there. You're not just going to go in there and fuck around, you know? So she's like, do you want me to talk you every step through it? And I'm like, honestly, no. Just tell me before the painful part, you know, so I can like prepare for that. She goes in there and grabs, I guess, when I say I almost hopped off that fucking table, my legs snapped shut like a bear trap. Mm-hmm. I immediately start crying. It feels like, it felt like pain, right? Like a really, really bad pinch, but also cramping like never before in a spot that like I can't even describe. I can't, I, just kill me.
How does it compare to like a bad childbirth?
It's worse. It's not even, it's worse because it's not even like, and I don't know if it's this bad for everybody.
Right.
But I like immediately start crying. I'm not just crying. I'm like screaming. Like it's bad. The nurse comes over. She's holding my hand, not helping. Mm-hmm. So the doctor was great. She was so fucking great. She's like, you're in control. Like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to let go and take this out. She's like, I just want you to know you're in control of all of this. If you want me to stop, I'm not going to sit here and like torture you through it, like, and make you go through with it if you want to stop. And I'm like, I'm willing to try one more time if it can be quick. Like, it has to be quick if that's what it feels like. And she hadn't even cut yet. So I'm like, oh my God. So she tries one more time and I'm just screaming. And I'm like, I can't do it. I'm sweating. I have tears all in my hair.
And it suggests like harder drugs.
So she's like, okay, here's what we can do. I'm going to schedule you for my next available. And what I'll do is call into the pharmacy Ativan. She's asking me if I've ever had this before. Ativan and one Norco.
Fuck that.
So I'm like, okay, I've had both. Like, I mean, I don't, but I'm thinking to myself, like, I've taken Norcos for tattoos and they didn't help me. They just made me kind of nauseous.
Yep.
And the Ativan I've had for like anxiety, but it, how is that going to help with pain? Not enough.
You need something that's going to numb your,
I need to be put to sleep.
Yep.
Not for no fucking eyelashes or nothing. Like, for this, it's appropriate, it's, right?
Yeah, listen, we could find you something.
I need to be put to sleep, honestly. If they can do it, please, God, do it. I don't know. So I was like, okay. So she's like, I'm going to call that in. You know, she's like, take it an hour before you come in. Take the other one 30 minutes before you come in. And then I'll go in there and I'll do a numbing injection on your cervix.
Okay.
Before we do
it. Okay. That sounds like something that could work. Fucking Norco and the Ativan.
That's like Tylenol, right? Like,
yeah, you could take
for something like that.
I mean, I know people that take 18 of those at a time for
that's
years.
What I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, what is that going to do?
But so the
injection
sounds
okay.
like when they do tooth work,
like you Novocaine. Feel a thing.
You're like, can't
are you
going to
Novocaine my
feel like that's,
pussy? Like, what are we
I
talking
feel like
about?
That's it. Like,
okay.
I mean, that's kind of it. Like,
I'm just crying and wanting to get dressed. So I'm agreeing to whatever the fuck she's telling me. So I agree. We set the appointment and she's like, you're going to have somebody to drive you. Yeah, no shit. Because I don't even want to drive right now. And you didn't even do the shit. It was a very scary experience. I got in the chat, talked to a few kittens about their experience. Some of them just did it. No meds, no nothing, nothing.
It happens so fast. That's when they do it, but it's like they were like, obviously.
She grabbed me with some shit.
Yeah, that's
and
what
like,
I'm saying.
Like, what the fuck is happening?
It's like she's getting your whole punch ready.
Oh my God. She crazy. Like the pinch was enough to kill me to end my life. Well, so,
well, that's good that they're going to.
Some people said they get them every year. Every year? Are you kidding me? I get in the car. I'm immediately like a little kid. I'm crying in front of people. Valet. They valeted my car. I'm crying. Getting my car. I call my godmother immediately. And she's like, oh my God.
Biopsies,
she's like,
just the word biopsy scared me because they're taking something.
You're taking a piece of my body.
Yep.
Like, and some people were in the chat like, I have to get them every fucking year. Fuck that. Fuck it. No.
And you're not a pain person.
I'm not.
At all.
I'm not. Like, and people look at me. And they think I'll be fine. And they make the comments like, oh, you have piercings. You have tattoos. You'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Listen to me.
No.
I cried through a lot of this shit.
Yep.
Don't, please. That's not an indicator.
Don't make an assumption in this case.
Please. I do not do well with pain. No. I don't.
Yeah.
So that was a fucking nightmare. That ruined everything. I had like iodine coming out, but it looked like blood. So it's scary. It's just a bunch of shit cramping all to till today. It's just been fucked up. It's been really fucked up. So that's why this episode is late.
Very late.
Send me
or early, but late.
Best wishes.
It's early. It's
no, it's late. It's very late. I'm not going to miss an episode.
No.
At this point I'm on a roll. I'm not missing an episode. I could have, you know, but I'm like, no. Just
very late.
Yeah, that's all. Well, I'm still going to get him in. I don't care. Mm-hmm. But here I am. So, yeah, this week, that's my crazy week. My dad, material artist, Jimbo. What did she fucking say?
Yeah,
like,
I think that's it.
My God.
Yeah, Jimbo.
Yeah, material artist, Jimbo, and fucking trying to cut a piece of my body off.
Yeah, sometimes, like, it's nice when you just do all your bad stuff in a couple days.
And just knock it out.
Drove 14 hours, biopsy.
Crying for, get it out of your system. for a long time.
When,
and then
so you're going to go back, though, and stick with it. You have to. I mean, what could be wrong? Like, I feel like that.
Well, she immediately got concerned when I told her I had that period, whatever that was. Apparently, that's really not good.
Did you Google?
So, hell no. Okay. No, after the day I had, hell no. I was like, let me just die in peace.
Okay.
Fuck it. Yes, I'm going to go to the appointment, but they're going to have to do something. I'm just going to tell them, like, you have to
knock me out,
call an anesthesiologist in here and put it in my vein. Cause I don't know how I'm going to get through it. But enough about me.
Good luck.
How was your week?
It was good. I don't feel like it was a bad week. They all at this point just
blur together. You want to talk about what you did today? No, because I didn't even know about that, so I really don't even know what happened.
Well, yesterday I did a podcast with Abe.
Okay, that's Real Bay Area Memes.
Yep. Yeah. So that was fun. This is the third one we've done, so I'm looking forward to editing it and trying to catch a vibe, because I think it's a little different than just his little quick shots. So
yeah.
That's fun, and I spent some time at the studio rewiring things and meeting with some people.
Yeah.
And that was good, and helping out some students around here a little bit, so.
Good. Productive week.
Yeah, I like a nice day where I have nothing to do.
I rarely get those anymore.
Now the problem is, like, they come in between a podcast.
Important shit.
Just something I have to do. Like, we have to do podcasts, but then with this new podcast, I have to do it. Like, a lot of my work used to be like, let me just push it back. You know, I'm mixing by myself, so I can.
You have more freedom.
Yeah, time-wise. So, yeah, it's hard to find that enjoyable day in between.
Yeah, I agree.
Packed, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. When you got a whole, like, it's like a vacation. You got 4 days. You're like, okay, I can. But if you don't have, like, a solid chunk of time,
yeah,
I might as well be at work.
That one day ain't enough for you?
No. I need at least two, like, consecutive. Two.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I can't even calm down.
Yeah, I feel that.
Or I'll be busy doing house stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You got a lot of stuff working on. Yeah, that's a whole other other thing.
I'm trying to get organized, but I'm not the... I'm clean, I'm just not tidy.
You are.
I'm clean, but I'm saying I'll leave shit wherever, and then I'll have to pick it up the next day. So I'm constantly cleaning up after myself.
That's life. Yeah, I have to clean. The amount of times I have to sweep in a day or vacuum in a day, like, it's not, there's no breaks.
I know,
like,
and the amount of trash that I'll have. Is crazy.
For one person, yeah, is crazy. Like, yeah.
This is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, I'm, yeah, anyway. So I'll let you know when I think every month maybe I get a little time where it doesn't feel like it
to
runs
chill
together.
Out fully.
I look for that. It's hard, though. It runs together, which is good. Keeps you busy. I think, you know, one versus the other, probably better not to sit at home and do nothing.
For sure.
So, yeah. What about you? Anything else besides torture and pain on the schedule?
I don't know. I have funny moments in between, you know, like me and P's been hanging out a lot, playing with toys, doing art projects.
Yeah. You do kind of have this, like, fun person next to you. Just
constantly making
shit.
Me laugh. Yeah. So that's the good side of it.
Very good thing.
Yeah, yeah. She keeps me laughing at something every day. Like, we were in a, I was on live yesterday and she kept coming over and, like, talking and, you know, she has these quotes
Right.
She just these one-liners all the time, constant. And I yesterday she comes over and she's like, I need to tell you something. And I'm like, okay, what? And like, she leans in and she's like, don't tell nobody, but we're both Mexicans. And the chat was just crying, laughing. Like, I'm like, okay, all right. Like, go talk to Bunny about it. Like, you didn't have to come over and tell me that. But, like, that's what I'm saying. Just that kind of ridiculousness every day. Like, how can you not be laughing, you know?
It's great. You should have brought her. Yeah. You should have brought her with you up north, I feel like.
I started to, but I didn't know what to expect. But that talking to yourself shit, like, that probably would have been a problem. Because she's not subtle or shy. No, and like, she would have been like, who are you talking to?
Let me talk to him.
What are you? Yes. And so, yeah, no, I'm glad I didn't. Because I was this close to taking her with
me. She wouldn't have just sat there and that shit off and watched it like you were. She'd have been like.
She would have had questions.
She'd have been in the conversation.
Yes, fully. Who are you talking to like that?
She'd want to see them next time. Where's he?
It would have gotten awkward for sure. Where's
the singer for Duran Duran at?
Yeah. No, it would have got fucking wild. But real quick, happy birthday to Regina. I hope you had a great birthday. And I have another one I want to do real quick. This is from Nathan. Hi, I'm messaging on behalf of my beautiful wife, Crystal. She's been listening to your podcast for a long time and listens almost every day. She's my rock, the love of my life. We both had sordid and difficult pasts when we met each other, but we both strive to be each other's good example and give our daughter, Alice, a better peace than we had. I love that. It would mean the world if you would give Crystal a shout out on her birthday. Her birthday's Monday, August 10th. She's one of your biggest fans and would be over the moon to hear happy birthday from one of her favorite support group. Regardless, thank you for all you do. Especially thank you for my amazing wife from hubby. That's from Nathan.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
I hope you have an amazing birthday. I'm a little early, but I just wanted to make sure I get to it so that it's on a regular episode and not a Patreon just in case. Mm-hmm. Also, if you're not on the Patreon, join, because there's a lot of good stuff over there. Thank you so much for the recent reviews that I got. I appreciate them so, so much. If you haven't left one already, please leave me a 5-star review. I would appreciate it. And subscribe and comment on YouTube, because the engagement helps my visibility.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just wanted to get that out the way. We are doing a live show.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to talk about that? A little bit?
I have a lot of ideas. We haven't really talked about specifics.
We haven't finalized.
We've got a pretty close date, we believe, is the 23rd.
Of October.
Yep, but we will keep you informed. Yeah,
we'll keep you updated.
But we have a space.
We do have a space. And I'm very happy about it. It is nice.
I think this should be fun.
We're going to make up for
apparently there past was some hiccups. Issues in the past, and this is going to be a smooth production with all for sorts of fun things.
Yes, we have ideas for lots of good things to include.
Yep, I've got some ideas I want to run by you.
Okay, sounds good.
Can I run it by you?
Now? You want to now?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was a private talk. No, what are you thinking?
I was thinking like a quiz show. Like we get people up and ask questions.
Oh, like someone win, audience interaction.
And someone could win a prize if they win.
Okay.
Something like that.
I love the prizes. Yep. I'm big on that.
And I like the game idea, just interactiveness.
I love something. The interaction. Yeah, I like that.
Figure out who knows the show the best.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't know. For sure. That's a good one.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. Good. And I don't know. Do you want to do raffles still, or do you want to
I think we should do raffles.
Yeah.
I think that we should have good food.
Dinner.
And good drink.
Drinks.
Yeah. Maybe a little entertainment. Invite some of our favorite friends.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Friends of the show.
Yep.
Our favorites.
Or their favorites, really.
Their favorites.
The listeners.
Yeah.
And bring some people
maybe
up.
Maybe invite some special guests.
Yeah, and I think we also want to maybe talk to some of the people.
For sure.
Some of the listeners that I see are very, very active. I'm curious to ask them some questions.
That would be good. Have them come sit and talk.
There's a few, I mean, that are very loud on the chats.
And, yeah, you know, I agree.
I need to hear more.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. I like that. Yeah. So we will keep you guys posted, of course, as we finalize the final steps and get to selling them tickets.
We'll let you know. And join us on Patreon for the early...
early release, yeah, because we're going to release tickets there first.
Yep.
Yeah. Let's see.
What else you got?
I had some notes in here about my dad being a hoarder, but I think I'm going to skip that for right now.
Yeah, I feel like that's we've talked about that.
We have. I haven't really gone into a lot of details about it. And right now, my current show that I'm watching every single night before I go to bed is Hoarders.
There's like
because I already went through Intervention. Really? I went through every episode of Intervention, went through all the feelings, how it relates to my life.
Hoarders, there's like 28 seasons.
Million seasons.
So we'll talk about this in about a year and a half.
We'll revisit. Yeah.
When you get through it.
No, but just things I notice and the behaviors.
Did
and,
it look
you know,
worse than last time? Just not to bring you back. But
him? His stuff?
The hoarding situation.
Not worse, but something that is just hard to accept, just a hard fact, is that hoarders will hoard themselves out of any space they have. Like they will literally sit outside to preserve their hoard. And it doesn't make any fucking sense. There's no logic.
Well, I remember last time you talked about it. It was an outdoor hoard on unlimited land.
I'm just going to say my aunt is a very patient woman because she has given him spaces for a lot of his things that he has completely fucking hoarded out that I wouldn't allow. I would not. Yep. And even his current spaces, it just doesn't make any sense, but...
yeah.
It's tough.
You're not watching the right show, by the way.
Well, I mean, I want to learn more about it, you know, because like also hoarding typically stems from trauma, from a loss or from trauma or like an abrupt loss. And I'm like, what loss has he experienced that kicked this off? And the only one I can really think of that he obsessed about for years and years and years was my mom. Was losing my mom.
When did this behavior sort of happen?
It started as a child, when I was a child.
For him, did it coincide with your mom?
That's when it started, when she was no longer in his life.
Got it.
Yeah. Because before that, it wasn't an issue. So I was trying to just pinpoint, like, what loss did you experience at that time? One of his brothers was murdered.
Right.
But he was already a hoarder by then. So when
it could have
kicked
just
off,
pushed it again.
It was my mom. Yeah, that's when it started. So that's it's her fault.
Yeah, you're doing research right now, getting through every episode of Hoarders.
Yes, I am.
You'll crack the code.
Yeah. Ooh, they piss me off so bad too. They piss me the fuck off because when all of these people come and they actually do this hard physical labor to clean it up and get, you know, buy them some new shit and set up this nice space for them to live, and then it'll be an update or like how they're doing at the end, and it's like they fully rehoarded the shit, I've been watching some of like Where Are They Now? How Are They Now? Fully hoarded their shit back out.
I remember we watched the one. In St. Louis.
And
at the end, it was like...
he didn't do aftercare.
And he fired the guy who was
helping
him. Fired
his support system. Yeah. And it's like, I'd be so invested. And then that happens. And it's like, I want to murder you.
In like two lines, though, at the end. It's just like, you just watched.
And it's such a letdown.
You're like, he won, he did it.
No, he did it.
Right before they start running the titles, it's
they let you down right then.
Joe is back to no good.
Yeah.
Everything's falling apart.
He did not accept aftercare, and he fully hoarded out his place again. Yeah. And then they're done. Next episode. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, that's my latest obsession. Something else interesting that I learned about today, though, doing research. Have you ever heard of Eshays?
Never.
Okay.
Not at all.
It's a subculture of people. It's not anything sexual. It's not a kink. In Australia, there is it's a culture. It's a community. What is it? What the fuck is it? How do I describe them? it all started because I saw a sign, okay, some page I follow posted a sign that bars in Australia are banning Nike TNs. You know the shoe?
Mm-hmm.
They're banning them from their establishments, right? From multiple businesses because of their links to this group called Eshays.
So it's like a gang.
Eshays, yes.
And they don't like their...
So Eshay is actually pig Latin or whatever for sesh. They call themselves sesh, and they use a lot of pig Latin slang, one of which is eatsway, which means sweet. So they'll be like, that car is eatsway. Like, it's a word they use.
Right.
It's actual fucking pig Latin.
So how big is this Eshay? Which is...
They call TNs teeners. This you stepped annoying. On my fucking teeners.
This is so annoying.
Right. They wear mullets. They wear their hair in mullet. Okay. I love a mullet. Right. I love a fucking right. mullet.
I get it.
Okay. And I'm going to go into what they wear. Okay. They wear crossbody bags.
Oh, okay.
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 They wear branded polos. So like collared. You look like an Eshay right now. Are you an Eshay? Where's your fucking TNs? They wear polos, okay? Nautica, Tommy Hilfiger, polo, all the shit. Those shirts with crossbody bags and like Adidas track pants, Adidas like tracksuit pants or shorts with them polos and TNs. Like one dude I was watching, he was like, I got 65 pairs of TNs.
So
65 pairs.
Let me guess when this started. Because what? Okay. When crossbody bags were hot, was it 2019 or 20? It can't be much older than that. Like,
so it derived, the style derived from the 90s.
Well,
Tommy Hilfiger, Nautica, all the shit, right?
What's going on now?
And then it kicked off, yeah, like in the early 2000s. Yeah. But
okay.
Honestly, like they wear the mirrored, like kind of Oakley looking glasses. Just, I'm painting the picture for you.
I'm like the sick ski, mullet. Like ski goggles. Mullet.
Gucci dad hat.
Okay.
You know, the Gucci cap. The Gucci dad hat with the strap. The polo. The crossbody Nautica bag. Small bag. Not big bag. Small bag. The track pants. The they're actually fly. I fuck with it. I really... And a mullet. I love a sick mullet. I fuck with it.
Okay.
But they're like thugs. They're like their own little version of thugs. That's There's true. A lot of people on TikTok and shit that are roasting the fuck out of them because they're Australian they're trying to be tough. And yeah. I get it, but I'm fascinated with humans. I'm fascinated with different groups of people. You know what I mean? So I like the amount of time I spent like researching these kids.
It just seems like they've captured everything American and like put it into a little bottle.
But put like their own spin on it.
Right.
Like I heavily fuck with it. They tag. A bunch of them are taggers.
Of course they do.
They smoke vapes. They don't smoke. I forget what they called cigarettes. They called them bumpers, I think. They're like, nah, bumpers are for trash. We don't fuck with bumpers. We fuck with vapes.
Yeah.
I
think it's great. I mean, it's
fascinating.
It's just funny to me because, I mean.
Eatsway.
I guess if they weren't, what's throwing me off is the clothing, the Gucci and all that, and the crossback. I guess
they steal.
Funny. And then to throw
they fucking steal.
Oh.
So when people see them come in and they see the TNs and like, shit, they're like, nah, get the fuck up out of here. Like their version of Macy's and shit,
so funny.
They were like, nah, they can't come in. Nah.
Yeah.
I was watching videos and the salespeople were like, mm-mm.
Okay, so I'll ask.
I see that mullet.
I'll ask the question.
Okay.
How would they do in South Central Los Angeles?
They're fucking Australian white kids. I don't fucking know. I don't know. But they're in Australia, you know? Like, I'm not going to drop them in North Richmond. Like, you know what I mean? But, like, where they're at.
Just drop them at the corner store. Go in.
No. I'm fascinated with it. Let me read to you something.
No, I think I think it's interesting because you're talking about the other side of the world. And they've...
Yes.
It's their interpretation of a lot of things, like, that we know as being, like, culturally American.
True.
Like tagging, graffiti, Gucci. So it is interesting.
I thought I had... Hold on, let me pull it up. Because I thought I had a fucking...
I mean, there's a lot of other countries that have subcultures that dress really cool and wear some really cool shit. This is just interesting.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated with it. Okay, the tops. Branded polo shirts like Ralph Lauren, Tommy Hilfiger, Nautica, with the top button done up tight. Okay, I missed that part. or zip-up puffer vest over the polo. Fuck with that. Bottoms, short athletic shorts, or tracksuit pants. So, like, the Adidas pants or, like, even Nike Tech or the shorts. Bag, small side bag or bum bag worn diagonally across the chest. Mm-hmm. Fuck with that.
Yep.
Hair, often styled with a sharp mullet or a cropped fade. Fucking with that. Footwear, Nike TN sneakers are the ultimate footwear staple. Like, that's how you're spotting us in the streets, is them fucking TNs. That's how. Vibe, associated with suburban rebellion, hip hop, and youth antisocial behavior. Their slang, frequently linked to localized variation of Pig Latin. They compare them to lad culture. Lad culture, I believe, is in the UK. But they kind of look like there is also kids in the UK, well, men in the UK that dress like that too.
Right.
I think they go by lads. Have you heard of them?
No, but it sounds like something.
It's just their version, their variation of it. But these are like, they're clicked up. They're committing some small crimes.
This is like,
they're fly.
It's a different version of a gang. And
I fuck with it.
I'll be honest.
Heavily.
It's like,
they steal.
I mean, they got about 80% of what's in my closet, unfortunately. I'll just be
you
honest.
You could be an Esche.
I'm just saying.
You could be an Esche right now. I mean,
they have
now.
Good taste. Like,
go swap your shoes out. Yeah, I mean, fuck with it.
I mean, they're pretty close to Air Max, those TN. Like, they're not really.
They are Air Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fuck with it.
They're just, are they the black, all solid black ones?
Like, no, every color. Ah. And they resell them. So, like, this one dude, like, they went shopping for some together. Okay. And was like, this color would be good to resell in a few years. So, I'm a cop these. Like, yeah, do it. Smart guy.
Oh, and what's funny is, like, the resale market for Gucci probably loves this, right? Like,
well, they only get the cap. They're not really fucking with Gucci like that. Just the cap.
Just the cap.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not wearing, like, the clothing or the bags or nothing like that. Not the shoes. None of that. They're more 90s, like, urban fashion.
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, I'm wearing polo right now. I can imagine.
Yeah.
The Tommy Hilfiger sounds very...
Do you have something you want to tell me?
No.
Is why this is in my notes for real?
Never been to Australia. But listen.
Are you an Esche?
I could just go blend right in. If I could just move and just blend right in.
Yeah.
So what's their, like... Like, financially, are these...
They're stealing and shit.
I mean, are these poorer people?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Because one of the guys that was... I saw a guy and a lady talking about them, about what parents should look out for if their kids start emulating this style. And they were calling them, like, lower income and, like... Like, the poors, basically.
Gotcha. Yeah. So it's just... It's a gang, and they got a fly style. And
yeah,
they kind of don't really do anything but steal... Minor stuff from what I've heard.
To get fly.
This is not a bad thing. This is like an after school program.
Yeah. I'm super fascinated, like, invested. If you know an Esche or
this is a
Chloe,
great story.
We got a listener that's over there. I need to talk to her. Yeah. I might need to do a phone call.
This is a great story. Like, this is a good positive thing. There's no killing from what I've heard. Doesn't sound like.
Yeah. They are associated with drug use sometimes, but they're kids, they're teens
okay.
and shit. They're young adults.
We're not against experimenting.
We're not.
Just be responsible.
Just keep that shit under control. Yeah. Don't hurt people.
And have fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, otherwise this sounds literally like every kid after school.
Basically.
In the United States.
Yeah, for sure.
Except.
It was my high school experience.
I feel like.
100%. Down to the clothing.
These are the cool kids.
Yes.
Like, they got enough
to
get
fly. I would fuck with them.
Yeah.
That's who I would click up with.
Like, the only difference here
is. You could, like, search even on TikTok, Esche girl style, girl version of Esche dress or whatever.
I bet they run it better, probably.
I mean, yeah, they look good. I'm like, I'd wear that today.
That's
like,
great.
Fully. Yeah.
Yeah, I like this. I'm with this.
We could be Esches.
Okay. But we'll revisit this. I've got to Google Esche and murder.
We're going to talk to Chloe because she's over there and get some more information.
We'll send her as a course.
I already kind of got a sick mullet. It's my own version, but it is a sick mullet. You can maybe grow the back out.
I mean,
I
could definitely go mullet.
You could. So we'll revisit that. What else is going on? I was driving and I heard a song and it reminded me of somebody. And it's like, okay, you have somebody, I don't know if guys have this situation, but girls definitely do. There's somebody that I think is hella cool and they're hella funny and like they were a cool friend, but we slipped up and we fucked one time. And now anytime we've been like, you know, had any interaction on social media or anything since that happened, they kind of get back on that. And I'm like, no, like it only happened one time. This is many years ago. And it's like, I am very vocal about if you only did it once, it doesn't count.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just be clear. If we've only done it once, it does not count, right. Period. It was an audition or it was a weak moment or whatever, for whatever reason,
right.
We're not going there again or we would have by
now. It doesn't even count in the number.
No, no. In my brain, in my memory, no. So I would like, if we don't revisit that, if I'm never flirty with you after it, let's just act like it didn't happen. Let's just have an understanding. It didn't fucking happen. It's never going to happen again. Pick up on my social cues. I'm not fucking flirty with you ever. It's never going to happen again.
You're kind of setting
Can we be friends again?
No. Like
that's fucked up.
I mean.
That's fucked up for a bitch like me.
If you fuck twice.
That's different.
But I'm saying,
then I'm like, okay, I feel you.
But
right?
Maybe not for him.
Once.
Once could sometimes fuck with someone's head.
I don't like that. I want us to be friends because I think you're hella funny. I want you to be my bro. And I don't want you to ever flirt with me again. I want you to pretend that never happened and you talk to me like one of the guys.
Okay. But you understand that you want that.
And yeah.
You want that.
But I don't think it's real life. So
a lot of times with dudes, it is like they get it. They catch the social cues. But mm-hmm. sometimes...
persistent or whatever, for whatever reason.
Well, usually because they like the person or what happened, and maybe they remember it as being funner than
what it really was. Or
whatever. Like, it just wasn't, it's their human experience. But I'm surprised that, does this happen often or no?
Yeah, it's happened. Yeah.
So. It's wishful thinking.
It's wishful thinking that we could go back to being bros.
And
because I don't think we can, and it makes me mad. And I'm putting this out kind of as a warning to other people. Don't go there if you're worried about ruining you guys being bros. Because that will almost always happen.
Yeah, and a lot of times, guys, that was their point anyway, so fuck them. But, like, if you really... or enjoying someone's friendship, that can fuck it up.
Yeah, don't fuck it up. That's my takeaway. Also, dating people that are friends that you have really solid friendships with. Like, I have friends that I miss that we fucked up and dated. We were horrible for each other in that way. Learned the hard way. Right. Should have never fucking tried it. And then now I lost a friend that, was very important to me.
Yeah, I think that
happens. I have so many regrets when it comes to that.
I feel like that's more of what happens. Because usually you are friends with someone if you're in a real relationship. So you're kind of playing with that line every time in a way. Right? Like,
I mean, yes and no, because there are some that I could be friendly with and will never flirt again. And it doesn't always happen with exes that way. But when it does, it really sucks.
It's hard to go back with an ex and that thought never to kind of.
Just, for one or the other.
Or someone involved, or just you're reminded of it when you go someplace.
But I do have some examples that I'm just friends with, and like one is finna get married, and like we will never flirt with each other again. Well, we will never be that way again. There's a common understanding between us.
I mean, as I think that happens more, at least for me, when I'm over 30, like it's an age thing where how much time has passed by, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the older I get, you start not even remembering some of those people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, that's for sure. Like, that's a fact.
Just like, oh, that didn't even cross my mind. And then you kind of like, that seems like a good rule of when you're like, maybe we can try. But some people are emotional, you know? And some men, it maybe means something completely different, or they haven't maybe been with people that often. I don't know. I mean, or they have to.
Or with anybody as cool as me.
Right. Like. Yeah. Like, I mean. Who knows what sort of psychopathy
I'm just
is
talking
going on.
Shit. But yeah. But no, I mean, it's just, I just wish that, I don't know. Like,
you could just put
it. I was going to say, I wish you would get a bitch, but like, even if you had a bitch, they're still going to fucking try. Like, they're still going to try, or they're not going to, it's just not going to be the same.
Well, at some point, maybe there'll be like some sort of drop you can put in their drink and they'll just forget.
the fucking Men in Black thing, yeah. The little wand. I need that. Just don't fuck it up with your friends, I guess. Don't
it's so slip hard up. When you're a dude, because you could catch a bad night, she could flirt just a little, and the next thing you know,
I'm the dude in most situations. Like, it's
I mean, you already admitted flirt.
Yeah.
So you're the one that has to kind
of. I do a lot of shit out of boredom, too.
But then, like, you have to extra hold
flirting
it down.
Out of boredom, accidentally fucking friends out of boredom. No intention to ever date you. I done slipped up, had a few too many drinks. We were laughing too much. Now we fucked on accident. Like,
I mean, listen, it happens with guys a lot. And yeah. You're admitting. I think it happens with girls a lot, too. I just think you're admitting to it. But it's a problem. It's humans. Like, we some of us seek out relationships and some of us are just seeking out relations.
Yeah. Just don't seek me out at all. Like, I just want to be bros. Let's just be bros.
Just start carrying around a business card and hand to them at the beginning of the friendship. Bros.
Rules.
Just bros.
Rules, yeah. One thing I'm very happy about, I saw today, I follow like Jean-Michel Basquiat's sisters, and they posted something about a documentary, a new documentary coming out about his life later this year on Netflix.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorite artists, and like Frida Kahlo, unfortunately, I feel like he has been hell of shoved down people's throats. A bunch of merch has been made, and just. What is it called? Like, oversaturated fucking.
He's definitely been like. He's
made his shit trendy.
Very mainstream. And I think the main thing with that is it just overshadows other artists sometimes. And he's one of those guys. It's like.
Well, I really liked him before he became trendy. So, like, I hate when that happens and then they ruin it for me.
Right.
Because now it's on cell phone cases
They just the king hat.
Like, at
just
Ross, you could get a t-shirt with his shit on it. Like, it just, it's fucked up. I have a tattoo of his.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, that's everywhere and you don't even know. It's when it goes beyond people even knowing what it is.
Yeah.
That it gets weird.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people like Jay-Z made him famous and things like that.
I know.
So.
And I wish they didn't.
Yeah, but at least it helps people, like, get into some art some way.
Yeah.
Because some people are just trendy chasers, so maybe it helped a kid somewhere, but I agree with you.
There is a movie called Basquiat that's really good that came out, like, in the 90s, late 90s, I think. And then there is one documentary. I can't think of the name of it. But those are the two films that I know of. So I'm excited to see, like, a lot of never-before-seen footage, never-before-seen art pieces that they're going to reveal.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah, a lot of shit that no one has had access to because they're fully on board with this project. So I'm super excited to see
it. I think that documentary was cool. The one that I think we probably saw the same one.
And it showed like the party life and
drug use.
Yeah, yeah.
Like that. I thought that was great though. Like,
for sure. So I'm excited about that. Something else that I thought was really cool that I know was a topic years ago, but like maybe not, we didn't go this deep with it. But like we're not using Facebook groups correctly. There are Facebook groups that are like, amazing that I just learned about that I'm like, what the fuck have I been doing? Like, I've been in like one or two groups about garage sales and fucking murders or something. Like, two.
What'd you find?
Listen to these fucking groups I found.
And these are like a lot of members.
Yes.
Doing a lot of talking.
Yes. There's a group where we all pretend we're trapped in the back rooms. 19,000 members.
Wait. Trapped in the...
We all pretend we're trapped in the back rooms.
The back rooms of what?
Did you see the movie The Back Rooms?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, it's a thing. Like, I don't know, somewhere.
Okay.
But there's 19,000 members in there, and they're all pretending they're trapped. So they're trying to come up with solutions.
Okay.
They're trying to. You get what I'm saying?
Now I get it. Okay. Like, that's crazy. It's like a game. It's like.
Yes.
It's like,
so that's what.
It's like LARPing.
Yes.
Got
okay.
It. Got it.
A group where we all pretend to work in the same office and we're under new management. There's 3,000 members. A group where everyone is super fucking vague to each other for no reason.
Can we just play that out for a second? What is that like? Hey, what's going on? How was your weekend?
Did you see fucking Dale over there flirting with her again by the water cooler? He wants to fuck her so bad. I fucking hate it. He's such a pig. Like that type of shit. That is fun. Sign me up.
It's like harmless fucking terror.
But fun. Yeah. It's like fun game playing. So then...
you get your shit off that you can't get off at work. You're just...
And we're just all playing along. Like, we're all on the same page. I fucking love it. A group where everyone is super fucking vague to each other for no reason.
That's the one.
215,000 members. Super fucking vague. No reason. No explanation. Like, figure it out.
Vague is crazy.
Figure it out.
Vague is crazy.
Yeah.
You're looking good today.
Yeah. I guess.
Do you want to get dinner?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's like...
For no reason. No rhyme or reason.
That's great on a date.
You love that.
Do you want to go on a date? Could be.
How are you today?
Fair to me at best. Like, just super vague.
A group where we all pretend to live in prison. 35,300 inmates, and someone's already number one. I'm big dog, so I'm coming in there tripping. Like, what? Who? Who's big dog? Because I'm here now. I'm joining just to shake shit up.
That's got to be white people. Just saying. Like,
I mean, a lot of these.
Who's LARPing to be in prison?
Prison. Who thinks that's fun?
Hey. Like, I could give you one
35,300 members is crazy. A group where we all pretend.
I'm sorry, this is nuts.
A group where we all pretend to be mosquitoes. There's only 25 members, but truly committed to the bit. Like, what? Like, did you see that bitch that just walked in? I'm on that ass. Like, I'm on that ass. Are you kidding? I would have fun with that too.
Yep.
I will fully commit to being a mosquito. A group where we all pretend to be doctors and diagnose problems. I'm doing that anyway.
You're already doing I'm already
hello, you hello dysfunction.
You should be in the group for sure.
I started a group. It's called Hello Dysfunction. I'm already fucking doing that. Fully committed. 4,600 members. A group where we all pretend to be Victorian factory children in the 1800s. Unclear labor laws. There are.
I was just going to say that. Just
374 members.
Everyone's a child.
They're just coughing. They're just like, I'm so hungry. My feet hurt. My hands are bleeding so bad.
It's like coal.
Coal. I'm covered in soot and I just want porridge. I could get into that. I'm joining all these groups, by the way. Like, I need. This is going to take up a lot of time.
A lot of horrible shit's happening. Like, these aren't like. Pretending it's like we're in heaven.
They're interesting. I don't know.
I think it's good.
Heaven. Heaven would be, you could start that one.
No.
A group where we all pretend to live in the same apartment complex. Somebody already forgot the building name. 250,800 members. We're all fucking neighbors. I saw you leaving shit by the dumpster. I'm calling HOA. Yep. I'm calling, like, yeah, I've had it.
I smelled some smoke upstairs.
And I know it was coming from your unit. The yelling has to stop. This could get fun.
Yeah, the turkey is attacking people by 1A.
Yes, in the parking lot. These are great. we're doing the internet. Like, we're not using it properly to its full capability.
It's amazing that that's what people came up with to use Facebook for. I love it.
How fun is that?
It's great. I know Facebook's excited. They're like, this shit was about to disappear.
Yes.
Now look.
Yeah, I'm ready to sign up for all the groups.
Facebook is kind of like everyone living in the same apartment, like conceptually. But they've really like...
Facebook is creepy. It's like there's people there. I've met a lot of cool people over there. I'm not going to lie. But there is like people from high school. There's relatives. There's a lot of traffic I don't see on other platforms that I don't necessarily want to see.
I think that was sort of their thing, because I remember there was like, right before Facebook, there was like a high school thing, and you could find people through your high school, and that shit disappeared fast, and Facebook became
Yeah, now it's like the weird aunties that you don't really want in your business.
But they got there first, and they found their people, so yeah. They're there. It's just like...
They're checking in every day. Yeah.
And it's their real name, which is crazy.
Government, like, yeah, name, like, we're not address. Used to that shit. Like, it's wild. It is wild over there. Yeah, they're not tripping off you pulling up.
No. Over no, you could find people there.
Yeah, like, you could buy a plate. People are like selling food out their house on there. You know, it's very intimate.
Very. And I think it's also intimate because it's so old, so people just don't understand the importance of
discretion,
privacy, and anything.
Safety. Yeah, it's crazy, but
the marketplace is like the new
love,
like,
marketplace. Yeah. Yeah, love that. And
there's a lot of scams going on in marketplace.
Yeah, be careful.
Mm-hmm. Don't rent an apartment.
Don't try
off
to
there.
Rent a property off of marketplace. Yeah, a lot of people have been getting burned with that. All right, well, that was fun.
Yeah, that was.
That's all I got. I love you guys. Thank you for listening and your write-ins and your funny stories. I'm going to be releasing a new write-in prompt for you guys, and I'm excited to hear your stories. So
comment below.
Yeah. Let me know. Are you in some of these groups, and do you know what the fuck eshays are?
Yeah, I want to know. I need someone to fill this in.
All right. Bye. Thank you.